Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Tuesday Night Vista Live conference call. We're always so excited to have everyone on the call, and a special welcome to any new associates that might be with us. We have quite a few that we enrolled this week. A few of them I'd like to give a shout out to: Heidi Burkholder, Charles Gillian, Ruth Miller, Joni English, Christy Thomas, Jean and Becky Martin, David Reinders, Ryan Burdett, Freddie Cheese, and Derek Burkholder. You guys, congratulations. I am so excited that you have joined Vista Life, and you are definitely at the right place at the right time. And guys, don't forget, this month we have 3 days of free shipping. June 20th and 21st, that's Father's Day, and then also the 29th, and the 29th is to the end of the year, so take advantage of that, you guys, free shipping. And then our product of the month, it's Colon Go Daily, and I don't know about you, but I'm eating stuff I shouldn't be eating, so that is really coming in handy right now. But let's get on with the call. Tonight, I am excited to have with us Dr. LeBron Long. And for those of you who are brand new to the call, Dr. LeBron is the formulator of all of our awesome products. And he truly cares about your health. He is so cautious of what he puts in these products. His whole family takes these products. Me personally, I don't know what I would do without Dr. LeBron. I mean, I'm not on any medications at all, and I have to thank Dr. LeBron for that, for getting me on the right supplements. So without further ado, I want to get Dr. LeBron on the call if he is with us right now.
Hey, Susie, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay, great. It's good to be on the call tonight, and thank you for the introduction, and thank you for hosting the call. So we're going to just get right into tonight. It's good to have everybody on and on our Tuesday night call, and always it's always great to be able to be here with you guys and just share with you some of the things that are going on with Vista Life. And I know a lot of you, are new to the calls, and maybe you're just getting started. But we do these calls every Tuesday night, and then every other Tuesday night, Dr. Corrine and I, we kind of switch out and offer you the business side as well as the product side of what we're doing with Vista Life. And normally I do the product, so I'm going to go into that tonight and kind of give you an idea of what is available and what we have. And what's really great about our line is we have over 100 different products that you can choose from that hit an array of different issues that people deal with all the time. And just recently in our virtual rally, we actually introduced a CBD in a pill form, which people are loving, by the way. And it is 25 milligram CBD. And what's great about it, there's no THC in it. It allows you to be able to take it without having to taste it if you're not into the taste of CBD at all. And some people are not. They don't like the oil taste, and they don't like having to put it under their tongue and all of that kind of thing. So it allows them to still be able to get the benefits of CBD without actually having to take it, through an oil-based product. So we're seeing some really great results with that, and people are already enjoying using that product. What I do want to kind of give you an idea of what CBD will do, there's a lot of information that shows of the anti-inflammatory effects of CBD. CBD is basically short for cannabinol, and it's one of over 100 different cannabinoids. So there's a lot of different, there's CBG, and you can just go through all of those. There's over 100 cannabinoids, CBD being one of those. And CBD is primarily the best source for CBD is out of hemp, simply because about 40-some-odd percent of hemp is yield CBD. So it is one of the most predominant cannabinoids in hemp. So it's a great product to be able to utilize. I love the anti-inflammatory effects, and I know I go on a lot about that particular benefit of it. And the reason why is because a lot of issues that go on within our body is inflammatory related. In other words, inflammation has created that particular condition. So if you can keep inflammation levels low, especially as we age, which we all are doing right now. We'll age 30 minutes on this phone tonight. So we're all aging, and we all have inflammation, and we all have issues related to aging. It's just a great product to be able to have, and the benefits of using CBD is phenomenal. A great combination, and we've seen this already, is using the CBD in the capsule form along with the full spectrum product as well, simply because if you're using a full spectrum hemp-rich CBD that we have along with the capsule, what's great about that is you're driving up your CBD levels, which a lot of people want to do, but at the same time, you're getting all the great benefits of all of the other cannabinoids related to hemp in that full spectrum product. So it's great to take those two together for optimal results. We've already seen people getting great results with that combination. And so it's a great way of adding those two products together. Another thing I want to kind of go into, and one of the products of the month that we've talked a little bit about on a previous call this month, and that is the Cholingo Daily. I want to talk a little bit about the entire digestive tract tonight and kind of give you an idea of how your digestive tract works and then what you have available to you to combat digestive issues. And I used to travel around the country and do a lot of different talks about the digestive tract, and a lot of it was comical, and we had a great time doing it. We used to do a colon demo where I showed you how your colon worked, and we put food down into a pantyhose and showed you how that would actually, you know, your colon expands just like a pantyhose does. And then, of course, we would show that demonstration on stage, and people got a lot of kick out of that, but they really didn't think about the importance of digestion. You know, it's a very, you can make the subject very funny, but it's a very serious issue for a lot of people, all the way from your upper GI all the way down to your bowel elimination. If your digestive tract is not functioning properly, a lot of other things are not going to function properly either. So that's the reason why I discuss it so much. And if you're not absorbing, utilizing, digesting your not only your food, but digesting and utilizing your supplements that you're taking, they're not going to do you very good. So there's not going to be a lot of good come from them just simply because you're not getting full absorption and utilization of them. So digestion is extremely, extremely important. So to kind of give you an idea of that and a background of it is when you first start eating, after you cut the umbilical cord, you know, when your kids are 30 and you kick them out of the house and they start eating, you take a bite of food. And typically when I was in school, they taught us 40 times. My children out of the same books are taught 20 times. Medical professionals have said for years around 33 times a bite. So we're supposed to chew our food very, very well. Most of us do not. We eat very quickly now. We eat in a hurry, and we also eat very stressed. Oftentimes we eat out of comfort. And so when you're doing that, you're usually eating quickly and you're not chewing up your food properly. You're not digesting your food properly. And so when it goes down into your stomach, you know, within about 20 minutes, which is how long it takes really for the stomach to communicate to the brain what all is going on with it, we feel very full. Sometimes we feel really bloated. We feel gassy. We feel very sleepy and tired after we eat a meal, and actually food is supposed to give you energy, but oftentimes you feel very tired because your body's using all of its energy to digest this food that you've consumed. You've eaten the wrong things together. You've eaten a lot of cooked food. We've eaten processed food, and so our body is kind of weighted down with this digestive issue. So we're just not digesting our food properly, so therefore, you know, we got the belching and the burping, and, you know, we feel this way sometimes. It can be several hours after we've eaten. Hopefully it's not that long, but for a lot of people, you can see still discomfort from some of the food that they've eaten, overeaten. And so this is where enzymes are really great. You've got a product called GestEase at your disposal that basically what GestEase is a combination of many different enzymes. Enzymes like protease for protein, amylase for carbs and starches, lipase for fat, lactase for milk sugars. And you could just go on and on with all of the different enzymes that are available, maltase for malt sugars, sucrase for simple sugars. And so there's a lot of enzymes that basically break down these different types of food. A lot of people think acid actually breaks down their food, and it doesn't. Acid pHs the body and the stomach, for instance, in this case, so that it can excrete the enzymes, so the enzymes can then break down whatever food you're eating. So, you know, like protease will break down protein. And if you put enzymes, for instance, in a shake or something of that nature, it will actually digest that shake. If you take an apple and you thump an apple and it starts to bruise you, what you've done is you've activated the enzyme process in that apple, and that apple will begin to rot. And so it's quite amazing what enzymes do. They will digest food whether they're inside of your body or outside of your body. Your saliva has a lot of enzymes in it, especially when you're young. As you grow older, it doesn't have near as much. This may sound a little gross to you, but you can take you versus a child. You can take a spoon and put it into your mouth and put it down into something like yogurt, something of that nature, and put it in two different cups. The child does one cup, you do the other, and theirs will become liquefied much quicker than yours does, simply because those enzymes begin to be lost as we age. It's kind of amazing how that works. But enzymes just break down food. That's what they're designed to do. It starts with saliva in your mouth. That's when it begins to start breaking down. You can help to improve that their digestive enzymes by using Gestase. You take it about 30 minutes is usually when I do before a meal, and what it does is it gets the enzymes into your diet. If you're eating a lot of cooked food, if you cook food over 118 degrees, it doesn't contain enzymes. So it really helps you get those enzymes into your diet and start helping to break down that food, and it's tremendous the benefits that it has on your body. I don't really know why anybody wouldn't take them, because your body will store them and utilize them later. I take enzymes before every meal, and I've done it for a lot of years. My whole family has had digestive problems. Some of that's probably food combination from being from the South, but if you've got those kind of problems, excuse me, and a lot of people do, then that is from oftentimes not having enough enzymes in your diet. And I have really enjoyed taking enzymes over the year, and I try to share those with people, because if you're like my family and you're having those issues, you know how discomfort it can be every time that you eat. So Gestase are a great product to take before you eat. Another thing to think about is, as food leaves down your digestive tract into your stomach, it leaves your stomach and goes into what's referred to as the duodenum stage of digestion. And this is basically where the pancreas is attached, and where the pancreas not only secretes insulin, it also helps with enzymes as well. So as it leaves the duodenum area and goes into the small intestines, if the food is not broken down properly, this is where people get a lot of discomfort. Their belly swells. It's really not their stomach, it's their small intestines that really gets discomfort, because they'll even feel it around their belly button and kind of above their belly button, which is where your small intestine is located. And so you'll get a bloating and really discomfort there. That's where Gestase is really beneficial. Then you go from the small intestine into the colon. And your colon's your last about 6 to 8 feet of your digestive tract. Typically, a digestive tract will be anywhere between like 28 to maybe 32, 33 feet long. Your digestive tract is a very long system. It takes about 18 hours for food to move through it. So from the time you chew food to the time that elimination occurs of the what's left of that food is about 18 hours later. So that's how long transit time should be. Most of the time it's slower than that with a lot of people, are not often enough because they're not eliminating properly. So your colon is basically your septic tank of your body. Everything has to have a septic tank. If you like to camp and you got an RV or you have a camper, then there's a septic tank on that camper, so to speak, which is a holding tank, we call it. Or if you have a home, you either are tied into city sewage or you're tied into some sort of septic system that's handling waste for you. So it's very important that that gets disposed of properly, just like trash. You know, garbage, you can't let garbage build up in your house, or you know there would be trash and garbage everywhere, and you can't let it back up either. If you let garbage just set out and you never took it off, or you never had someone come pick it up, there would be issues. You would have rats, you'd have infestations. Same way in your house. If you let sewage back up in your house, there would be a problem. And so that's what a lot of people are doing with their digestive tract. It's very gross. It sounds nasty, I know, but a lot of times that's what they're doing. You know, they get foul taste in their mouth. They have bad breath. They have bad body odor, and they don't really understand why. And a lot of that's because your septic system just doesn't work properly. You're not cleaning out like you ought to be. If you have eliminations, bowel eliminations, they're not large enough. You're not getting enough waste out of you. And we know how much food we pack in us. So the colon can actually get 7 times its normal size. So it can expand from about, if you take your index finger and put it on the knuckle of your thumb, that's about how big around your colon is. But it can expand up to 7 inches, which is quite massive. And that's what a lot of people end up doing. They have these backing up. They have the bloating, the gas. And, of course, oftentimes they can even feel it simply because you can't, button your pants, or after you eat, you can feel your clothes getting tight on you. A lot of that is just, the motion of everything moving through the digestive tract. You haven't gained weight that quickly. This is the expansion of your digestive tract. So it's very important to keep the colon detoxified, and that's what we talk about, the Colon Go Daily, which is actually the product of the month. And it's really important. You can start off with taking 1 at night before bedtime and move up to 2 at night if you need to do that, or just stick with the 1, which is what I typically do, just as a maintenance dose. But what it helps to do is brush and cleanse the digestive tracts, particularly the colon, so that you can eliminate properly. It's like I tell people all the time, I used to say this all the time, if 3 trains go into one end of the tunnel and only 1 come out the other end, then it doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize there's 2 trains still left in the tunnel. And it's what's amazing to me, and I had a friend of mine that went the other day, they were having some liver issues, and so they went to their doctor, and their doctor said, above everything that you do about your liver, I'm going to give you some medicine, I'm going to help you with this liver problem, you have to go to the bathroom. You have to have bowel eliminations. If you're not having bowel eliminations, your liver is going to get worse, no matter what I do for you. And now this is from their medical doctor. And I'm thinking, wow. And they said, well, I've had a friend that has educated with me or about that for years. So he'll be proud that you mentioned that. But it is amazing how it affects other organs like the liver, like the gallbladder, like the pancreas, all of these things just simply because you're not eliminating properly. You've got to know how much you're eliminating according to the food that you eat. And people say, how much should I be eliminating, LeBron? 4 times a day, 5 times a day, 1 time a day? I said, well, it really depends on what you eat, because all of us eat differently. But elimination should coincide with how much food you eat, just like an animal. If you feed a dog 1 time a day, they normally will eliminate 1 time a day. We're very much that same way. So, really depends on the volume of food that you eat and then how often you eat. But you should be eliminating to coincide with those meals. So if you're eating 3 meals a day, there should be elimination to take care of those meals. Like I told you, it takes 18 hours for a meal. So whatever you eat for dinner tonight, you will actually have elimination at breakfast time or in the morning hours. That elimination will be from what you eat tonight. And that's how the transit takes place. So it's about an 18-hour transit time for all of that digestion that we talked about to actually function in your body. The body is a very amazing mechanism in how it works. There's been some people that have come out and said that normally the digestive tract will hold about 3 to 5 pounds. That's pretty typical of what a normal person eats in a day. And it can be as much as 20, 25 pounds that we keep in the digestive tract, which I think is interesting. There's a lot of debate about that. But there can be a lot held up in the digestive tract just simply because you're not eliminating properly. And that's where the Colon Go Daily is really, really beneficial. You take it at night and help the colon keep its natural peristaltic action so that it eliminates as it should. So there's a lot of benefit in using that. If you want to speed up that process, you can use the Colon Go 7-Day Cleanse, which basically what that does is you're actually doing a detoxification on the entire body over a 7-day period. You take 3 packs a day, and then, of course, that for 7 days. That would be your 21 packs. And detoxify very quickly. And a lot of people like to do that as well. I have people do it both ways. And I have people that, you know, they'll do that cleanse. You can't do the cleanse, the seven-day cleanse all the time, but they'll do one per quarter, which is, you know, like for a year. So, and that's fine. And it gives you an ability to be able to detoxify quickly and do a total body cleanse all at the same time. And there is umpteen different herbs that are found in the seven-day cleanse. So it's a great product to use if you're wanting to speed up the process, or you're wanting to do it, you know, make sure you're doing a good cleanse every quarter of the year to get out all the garbage and trash and things of that nature that we have a tendency to eat. So it's a great products as we go through and talk about that. A couple of things I want to mention, that products that don't often get talked about, is the Probiotic Complete, a wonderful product if you're wanting to put friendly bacteria back into the digestive tract, which is extremely important. That's what that product does. Also, T-Lean. Most people think T-Lean is just a weight loss product, or it's just a product for people with insulin resistance. It's really not. It's a product that is actually has a prebiotic, which is a prebiotic is different than a probiotic. A prebiotic doesn't really digest. It goes into the body and pulls out impurities throughout the digestive tract and then eliminates it. It's pretty remarkable how a prebiotic works. And it's really, really important for gut health. If you have a lot of bacteria in your digestive tract, which people often do, build up bacteria in the digestive tract that causes polyps and cysts and all these other kind of issues, then it helps to pull out a lot of those impurities, and so there's a lot of benefit from that in and of itself. So T-Lean is a fantastic gut product to deal with the entire digestive tract, and most people don't even realize that about that particular product. So keep those other products in mind. I also did want to mention, too, the yeast cleanse. If you're a person that has a lot of candida built up in your digestive tract, you eat a lot of bread, a lot of sugars, things of this nature, a lot of things that are high in carbs, people have a tendency to have yeast issues, and that can cause constipation and sugar cravings and outbreaks on the skin and all different kinds of yeast infections, whether it's jock itch or, the women have a yeast infection. So any of those issues, yeast cleanse is a great product to address that, and it kind of combats some of that those issues that we often have from eating too many yeasty-type foods, and we have a lot of those type foods in the American diet. So great, great kind of a counter product to use for that. Guys, I hope the products that I've shared with you tonight have really added value to your life. I always, you know, I want to, when you get on these calls, I know some people are a little more formal than I am. I just like to talk to people just like I like to be talked to. So, when I'm sharing stuff with you, it's kind of like you would be sitting in my living room and I would just be explaining it to you, what it does and how it works. Because at the end of the day, I think that's the importance, is not only the product, but how the product works, how to use it, and then, of course, how it can benefit you in your life. So that's what we want to do at Vista Life. We're so happy that you're part of our family, that you've, if you're just getting started, we're certainly happy to have you on board. If you've been around for a long time, we're happy to have you around just as much as the newcomers. So you guys are always great, wonderful to talk to. We certainly appreciate each and every one of you. And so with that being said, Susie, I'll just say God bless you, and I'll turn it back over to you.
Dr. LeBron, thank you so much. We always enjoy having you on the call. I know you're a busy man. So everybody, I hope you all have a fantastic rest of the week. And until next week, God bless. Good night, everybody.